Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
We're going to get everyone in right now. Let's go ahead and make sure we get Marco on the line.
Marco from Waco, brother.
How do you like that cheery music, huh?
Great. Very well done.
We're going to restart it in a few seconds. So get ready. We'll
get
do it again
on.
But it's great to... go live. You guys get to see us. Here we go. All right, let's go ahead and link up Marco. Tammy hasn't called in. There goes Tammy. Hang on.
I have called in.
The beautiful Tammy.
Here I am. Oh my gosh, this fight is crazy.
I like that Alhassan guy. Let's get Marco. We're going to restart the show as soon as we get everyone on, okay?
Yeah, make sure Marco's got his tinfoil.
Hello?
All right, here we go. All right, we're going to go live again. Give me 1 second, okay?
Whoever's got their TV on, you got to turn it down.
Oh, we let lost. Me turn mine down.
That's me. Hang on. Yeah, we don't want any copyright infringement. All right, we lost Marco, so let's call him back.
Okay.
We are live, kids.
This
is the
on.
Way it works.
Yay!
Right?
How fun is this? Hey, happy birthday!
Hey, happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
I know. I've missed y'all.
I know.
Glad
here we go, guys.
It.
Hello.
Isn't it fun?
Hey.
All right, now we go. All right. Make sure all the volumes are down. Yeah, make sure all the volumes are down, guys, because we can't get any copyright infringement.
Okay.
I hear some of these.
Not mine.
I'm not loading it right now. I'm sure that my sound system is
okay.
Loud.
All right, here we go, guys. Ready? We're going to restart the show. Here we go.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go, guys, our first ever Fight Companion, and we're coming at you live and unedited from the mean streets of San Bruno, California. With me, as always, of course, the one and only Prado, the beautiful Pam, Marco from Waco. What's up, guys?
Hey.
What's up?
Perfect timing because I'm all out of my mimosas, so we're good.
Great.
We'll just save some of that.
We may not be high, right? Yeah, we may not be high like the Rogan podcast,
but we're drunk.
All right, here comes the decision. Let's see who it is, guys.
I tell you, man, always go with the OVs, don't I tell you?
That's right. Don't bet against them.
Golly, those punches, I feel like I've got to soak in some Epsom salts tonight because I felt those.
So nobody's having
some, absolutely.
Nobody's having some dad juice right now?
No.
Hey, listen, guys, I feel like we should tell the audience. I'm actually about 20 seconds or 30 seconds behind your American feed. So just so everybody knows.
Okay, so
Metal just won.
Yeah.
A split decision, too. Go for it.
You know what's funny, though, guys? Did any of the fights surprise you so far, guys?
No, you know what? Wonder Baby and Taleb, man, that was a good fight.
Wonder Baby.
The very first fight of the night, or the day, or the morning, whatever, Martin Helm was winning the whole fight, and then he gets knocked out 7 seconds into the third round, man. Martin Helm was winning. Dominated the first round, dominated the second round, and then he goes for a lazy roll, you know, that roll for a heel hook that you do on the ground? He gets caught with a knee on the temple, and then a stiff punch on the ground, knockout call, man. I don't know about Martin Helm, man. I don't know about him, dude.
What does this mean, though, guys, for Martin Helm? Yeah, we're on.
What does it mean for him? He'll fight again. But I was going to say, now that we're live, happy birthday to everybody that had birthdays. We're 1 year older and 1 year hotter. Or hot messes, I guess.
Well,
happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Pam.
Thank you.
And, of course, Prados.
Yes.
Yeah, happy birthday, Pro. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you.
That's Gemini power.
This is what I was going to ask.
Let's not forget today's Memorial Day. So, you know, a moment for all the ones that have fallen to give us the freedom to do a podcast like this.
Yep.
When I was serving in Iraq, too, I still got you my prayers, guys.
Marco's right. Yeah, I mean, this is...
Down here at Fort Bragg, they do, Marco knows, it's All-American Week was just happened this past weekend. So Paul went to that, and it was the 100-year anniversary, so it was really cool. I didn't get to go because I was working. But,
I love All-American. Yeah. A lot of sporting events, a lot of fun, cool stuff, and then you got the big parade at the end of the week.
You know what? The jump was canceled though because the winds were too high.
Ah, that sucked.
So when people say Happy Memorial Day, it's not happy. Just enjoy your weekend. But that's one thing that I never do is I never say Happy Memorial Day. And as we're on the subject of that, let me just ask a quick question. You know, when you hear these fighters and they say, you know, I'm a soldier. I'm going to war. You know what? That just bugs the shit out of me. Am I too sensitive?
You're going to a fight.
Do you know what I'm saying, though?
You know what I tell those motherfuckers? If you're going to go to war, there is a recruiting office. Go and enlist, and then you can go to war. You can go to Afghanistan.
Yes.
You can go to Syria. You can go to Iraq. Then you go to war. Then it counts. Otherwise, shut the hell up.
Yeah, the only one that can say that is Tim Kennedy. And you know, the few that have been in the service. But, you know, it's like, shut the fuck up. I get
Brian
it. Yeah,
Stan
I get
can,
it. I think
Brian Stan can say that, too.
Yes.
Brian Stan was a Marine, superstar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's not it. I couldn't, but he...
Colton Smith can say that, too. And Randy Couture.
Yes.
Randy Couture, Golden Gloves in the Army, all Army boxing team.
Right on. Okay, well, let's not get depressed.
Hey,
let's be happy.
No, but you guys are right. Hey, guys, right now, obviously, it's going to be so that we think Prados is about 27 seconds behind us. It's Peter Sabata versus Ben Saunders. Flying Brian asked everyone on Twitter, what letter grade would you give the UFC Stockholm card so far. Just curious, guys, what say you? What would you guys give it? We go ladies first.
You know what? I'm going with the B because I am truly enjoying it. I don't know if it's the mimosas, but I'm enjoying the shit out of it. Sunday morning, brunch and fights. Oh, my gosh. Nobody is home. I'm at home all by myself, all alone. Everybody is gone. A B plus then for me.
Go ahead, Prado.
I agree with Pam. I'll give it a B. Prado?
Well, as I missed all the fight pass fights due to my family being here, and Pam, it is nice to have an empty house as I have as well.
What?
Right now. Yeah, right. I'm giving it a C. There are a couple of fights so far that I've really had to kind of pay attention to, you know, actually try to pay attention to, which is not saying anything bad against the fighters. It's just the way the fights have turned out. But yeah, right now, as of right now, I give it a solid C.
I'll give it a B minus. Because the hot sauce versus Kamosi fight was a snooze.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
Just because of the fact that
well, that's when you take your bathroom break.
Yeah. The fact that like the Swedish fighters are not faring too well. Only one quote unquote Swedish fighters are won. All the other Swedish fighters they have fought well. You know, they have entertaining fights, but they have just been on the losing end. Like Nico, what is his name? Nico, I will forget his last name, whatever. He was actually winning the fight, and with 25 seconds left, he gets TKO, man. He did a stinky leg dance, too. That was funny as hell.
Oh, yeah, that was like a drunk girl in high heels.
Musuki, yeah, thank you.
Yep. Yep.
But just because of that, I give it a B minus, because, you know, you kind of downs the crowd when the local guys are losing. But, otherwise entertaining, and I've been out since 9 o'clock local time. I watch every single fight, and you know, so far so good. I was really high on this kid Al Hassan. He needs to polish his takedown defense, you know. But it's still entertaining. Now we get Killer B Saunders coming up.
Well, what did you think about the Wonder Baby fight?
The Wonder, he's good, man. And I love his rubber guard. A little bit more action from the back, man. He needs to get a little bit more urgency trying to get off the bottom. That's why he lost a fight. Because on the feet,
it was a good fight, though. It was a good fight. We were teasing, because I've been since I had to wait for y'all. I've been keeping myself entertained with Elias, and we're back and forth, back and forth. And we're saying, he says, "I don't believe this guy is 25," and so I said, "Well." And after he lost the fight, and I said, well, he's 15. He's got a lot of time to live and learn, you know. He's not 15,
absolutely.
But, you know.
He was also a short notice fight for him, too. Remember that?
Mm-hmm, right.
He took the fight at short notice. So, yeah. Yeah, I saw a lot that I liked from the kid. A lot. Well, a little bit more urgency getting off your back. He got a weak guard, though. I mean, super flexible. Oh, my God. He could like bike his own pony if he wanted to. But.
Yeah, that's what Dan Hardy said. That was so funny. Hey, listen,
yeah,
I have something to tell y'all.
Hey, just if you ask a question, y'all, there's four of us in the room, right?
Mm-hmm. Four of them.
Go ahead.
Hey,
question.
Oh, ahead,
what's
Pam.
Oh no, I was going to tell you something that since we're live, I just want to give a shout-out to one of our listeners. He's from Canada. He's from Canada. George G. at George G. MMA. He actually he's hosting a poker game at, I guess, a bar that he's at, and he has us live there. So everybody say hi to George.
Hey,
what
George.
Up, George?
Listening.
He thinks we're really funny.
George.
So I was going to say, y'all be on your best behavior, but then I said, well, let's be on our worst behavior. So he thinks we're fun.
wait a second. Is that the pot calling the kettle black? Proteus, who swears more on this show?
Not
already
me.
Right.
Who's
now,
the person
Pam
that swears the
lead.
Most?
Well,
Pam
you said, yep. Well, today, yeah. Well, it's because, you know, I've been mimosaing since 9 o'clock this morning. That's like 6 o'clock your all time.
So let's get George to give us the over under on Twitter on how many swears we're gonna have tonight. Over under, George.
All right.
All right, guys. Who do you have? Let's go in order. We'll go Pam, Prados, and Marco. All right, who do you guys have? Is it Peter Sabato or Killer B, Ben Saunders? Tammy?
You know what? I'm going with not Saunders.
Oh, my God!
I got to go with Sabato on this. He just looks like he's more lively. I think he knows that he's there to fight.
I'm going to go with Killer B. I don't usually bet against him, so...
Oh, yeah, you always go with Killer B. That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's over.
I'm going with the Killer B too, man. But I scared me there for a second with Peter Sabato. It scared me there for a second.
Well, lucky for me, I went last, so I'm going with Sabato because Killer B is getting hammered a bit.
Hey, I'll tell you when it's done. Can I tell you when it's done?
Well, surprise,
guys. Problem with me being behind.
I got the mute button.
Me gonna be behind.
So I've got.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all quiet. I've got the parrot is fed and he's happy. The dogs are asleep. I've got baby Godzilla right next to me. She's chilling. So my house is quiet.
Pam, who was that cat?
The weirdo
in the hallway.
Who is Baby Godzilla?
Yeah.
Oh, Baby Godzilla, that's my weirdo, that my cat, my Siamese cat, one of my Siamese cats, and she's the one that sits weird, just throws herself in the hallway and lays up against the wall. That's the pictures that I post
there
of her.
You go.
But when I watch the fights, I've got one of them is Baby Godzilla and the other one is Mothra Suki. And when I watch fights, they both are right next to me. So Baby G is right next to me right now.
I'm going to give you guys a little input of hope. Like, I was in sleep last night from 3 to 6 because of the baby. So I was watching Pancrase, too, last night.
Oh, yeah.
It was live. Shinte, I don't know who his last name is. The Bantamweight King of Pancrase. Couldn't find him, man. He came from behind. He was two rounds down. Came from behind and won the fight, you know. Quite a little bit of Japanese MMA. You're making a comeback, dude.
There was a vicious KO on that card, too.
Kitsu Aoki. Kitsu Aoki got knocked out in 14 seconds, man.
Oof.
So I was keeping up with that on Twitter, but I was too busy cooking a feast last night.
Sabota just looks like a faster fighter to me.
This fight's what exists at 3 o'clock in the morning, my time. So go figure.
So what's the time change there? Are you 2 or 3 hours?
Who, me?
He's 1 hour behind us. He's
yeah,
1 hour behind us.
Time.
Oh, really? Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, in Texas. Central time.
And what is Tony? Tony's 3 behind, right?
Wrong. Yeah,
11:45 a.m. 11:45 a.m.
What time is... That's what time it is there now?
Yes, ma'am.
Shut up. You're lying. For real? 11, 12, okay, yeah. I had to do math. Math. Okay,
Mosa,
I got you. Okay.
Mimosa.
Yeah, math.
More samosas. More samosas for Pam.
I know, right? Absolutely. We can hear
the gears
grinding.
Math is for the devil. Look at that. So, hey, what do y'all think about all this Mangana drama?
Down he goes.
Elbow City. Boom.
This sucks.
Wait.
This sucks.
Oh, shit.
Sucks for him.
Behind.
That's what I used to say, but.
Who's going to be the first Joe Rogan? Who's going to be the first Joe Rogan? Who's going to be the first one to go, ow! Ow!
Oh, I know.
It definitely won't be me.
I know that cracks me up when he does that. That is too funny.
Oh, he's surviving.
Yeah, but not much. He's going to bleed to death. Did you hear when Dan Hardy says, get toothpicks for your eyes?
I'm really far behind, guys.
Yeah. Seriously. What is it so far behind, by the way, bro?
Yeah, why is that?
It's just speed. I guess it's just the feed that's coming through on in this country, just behind.
That's Marco. Marco, that's because they
Canadian
have to go through customs.
Different?
Yeah, they have to go through customs first. Boom, boom.
Or altitude. Is it altitude?
So what was your question there, Pam?
Oh, I said that with Mangana, all the drama that's going on with her, her gym kicked her out. Brandon the Truth Vera, the gym that she trains under, kicked her out of his gym. Told her he didn't want her at her gym anymore. At his gym.
Because
she talks so much shit, that's why.
God, there's drama. She's crazy. And then she started shit with my girl Jessica. What?
Yeah, well, you know that they're talking. She's talking about suing Chris Cyborg.
I know. How stupid is that? But then she's posting pictures. Well, I just got out of the hospital. But then she was at the Snoop concert the night before. Come on, get your story straight.
Well, maybe she partied too hard at the Snoop concert.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah, but then I told you she's talking mess about my girl Jessica. So that's a fight I want to see now.
Jessica who?
Andrade.
Magana is a horrible girl. You know, she does shit on everybody. But nobody deserves to get punched just for the hell of it. Especially, she's a 115er, and Samuel is working
well,
on 170 right now.
But apparently, she lunged first. She made the first move.
No, she didn't. I saw the video.
But you know what? This is what I find ironic, is she's sitting there. This is the irony of it. That she's talking in all this shit about Chrissy Cyborg, you know, trying so hard to prove that she's not a man. But then this girl's sitting there, you know, always posting pictures of her booty, trying so hard to prove that she's a woman. So, you know, come on. You know, that's the pot calling the kettle black right there.
I'm gonna tell you something, though. I'm not mad about Magana. I've seen her pictures. I'm not mad at all.
Well, no, but I'm saying, they'll talk shit about, you know, you're trying, you know what, she's just trying to stay relevant. That's all.
The point being Cyborg should have never go and confront her and punch her like that, you know? If you're going to be a champion.
Absolutely.
Oh, there goes your dude. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
You guys suck.
Sorry, dude. Your feet suck.
Why, thank you.
I'm going to press mute.
I don't...
Here's the thing, though, guys. Is just going over that whole Magana thing, and I'll give... We're giving Proteus a chance to catch up. By the way, let's just say the perfect letter is not B, all right? There's a lot of BS going down.
Does that rhyme with bunt cake?
There's a lot of BS.
Yeah, there's a lot of
wowzers.
Thank you. All right, hey guys, let's go over this Magana thing real quick. We're gonna talk over each other a lot because this
shit.
Is a fight companion and everyone else does. But
down goes Brazier. Knee to the that knee to the chest. Ouch.
Thanks for spoiling it for Prados.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oops.
Oh, this is not
hey,
pretty.
Hey, Proteus, your guy lost. Yeah, hey, Proteus,
Tony,
your guy
lost.
Say what you were going to say, Tony. Come on.
Yeah. All right, so let's, well, just Prados.
Oh, he broke his arm.
Give us the ending right here. Hang on. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go, Prados.
Yeah, I'm not, there it is. Yeah.
Ouch! Well, Tony.
There you go. but he looks like he messed up his wrist.
Wow. Oh, God. Too much.
I want to see where that wrist injury came in.
Excuse me, bitch!
He's doing the drunk girl in high heels. There you go.
Oh!
No, that Weeble.
Yeah, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Oh, that knee. Vicious. Ooh. Again. Ow.
Who's got their volume up? Seriously. Who has got their volume up? Turn it off. I do not need to get sued by the UFC. Please, turn it off.
Not me.
Lord above.
Probably
the boss.
I got it like super low.
The boss probably got it on.
Who has it on?
I can't hear it anymore. No, I can't hear it anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't me, dude.
It says Canadian. It's a Canadian Airwaves.
Yeah, that's okay.
Making you hear things.
A lot of Canadian jokes on this show, and our listeners are not going to appreciate that since they're all in Canada.
For real. Hey, I want to know the breakdown. What is our demographic, man? I mean,
what breakdown? Oh, they're doing well. Let's just say that.
Okay. How well?
Pretty
Who's
well.
Doing well.
I mean,
all right, guys, let's go over this Magana thing real quick because Pam brought it up and it is topical. All right, so I'll give you my take on it, and then we'll go Pam, Proteus, and then Marco on this. But my take on it is, and it's a tough one because visually, I like looking at Magana. I always have. I thought, she has nice assets. But to be honest with you, she likes to talk a lot of trash. She's not a very good UFC caliber fighter. And a lot of what's going on, listen, I agree with Marco. I don't think anyone should punch anyone. I think the laws are there to protect us. However, if you talk smack, if I'm talking smack to Prados and Prados sees me, he has the right as a person, not under law, but to confront me. And if I'm talking smack, I should be man enough to be able to back up that smack. The problem is, of course, is Magana now is suing, allegedly. I mean, she's the one that called the police. That's been documented.
Yeah.
She's now trying to sue Cyborg. I think that's low-down stuff, guys. That's my opinion on it. Tammy?
Snitches get stitches. How about that?
Yeah, but there is too much.
Now, you know what? This is what I think.
I cannot defend Cyborg on this. It's like,
no.
It's undefensible. Like, you get paid to fight on the case on a sanctioned fight where there's rules, regulations. If you start freaking brawling just because somebody says something about you, what are you, in high school? Give me a break, man. For whatever reason, you should have taken the high ground and ignored this guy because now Magana got a platform. Nobody knew who Magana was. Like, now everybody knows who she is. And mission accomplished, Magana, mission accomplished. And so
nobody knew who she was, like you said, and people know who she is now. But a lot of people that know who she is, she lost a lot of, I think, whatever fan base she had has turned on her. So, publicity, good or bad, is publicity. But I think, too, is, you want to, claim that you're a lady and you act like a lady. Well, once you stop acting like a lady, that's it. Then you shouldn't be treated like a lady. You want to...
Cyborg did not look like a lady. And this is what I had a problem with, because every single time I try to get on the bandwagon of freaking Chris Cyborg, she does something to take me right off. And they make a whole division for her. They offer her fights, and she couldn't take it because of her weight issues. Then she got the issues with USADA, whether, she got, clear of it or not, there's still an issue with USADA. She should have never had the issue with USADA in the first place. And then this crap happens. And it's a black eye, I want to be on her side, but this little, she stepped on her own way. She's stepping on her own way. And now we got the other issue with Redondami, with, the quote-unquote champ.
Oh,
That is another scene that is like, it's still
Redondami. What was the point of all that?
Yeah, to get Megan Anderson that actually wants to fight Cyborg and Cyborg fighting for a real belt. And it's still
Redondami. Oof, that was right on the chin, man. Wow.
See, you know what they should do? You know, why don't they do the same thing? Why don't they, if she doesn't want to fight, then strip her of the belt. If you don't want to fight, then, you know, strip them of the belt. Because I'm so tired of all these interim belts. Oh, my gosh. You know, just being handed out like candy. Everybody gets one. I think I even have one, I told you, in my closet probably. But, you know, if you don't want to fight, give up the belt and give it to somebody who wants to fight, or put it up for grabs for somebody to fight.
You mean,
and somebody that wants to be active. Go ahead.
Tony, you could tell that these guys hadn't talked about this subject yet, eh? we had this conversation. Tony and I had this conversation on Thursday, so we're just letting you guys chat. Go ahead.
How about the new interim belt? Bobby Knuckles versus Freaky Joe Romero. Are you mad about that one? Are you mad about that one, Pam? Because I am not.
Not at all.
I love the idea of the fight. You know what? Oh, God, let me tell you what. I got seats in. I've got seats in row one for that fight. Just so you
That's
know,
exactly
don't get
what
jealous.
I did to your mother, buddy.
You just have to go there. You have to go there.
Yep.
How much you pay for
this? I already got my tickets.
Speaking about row one, what about Junkie Nation, hey? Did you guys see that gathering? Man, looked like those guys had a lot of fun this week. Wow.
Did you see the picture with Misha? Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, Tony was.
Did Tony see it?
Well, when I was on the 2014 gathering, we got a picture with Dana White, so don't figure.
Who cares?
I am joking when I say I'm boycotting because everyone got to take a picture with Misha. And by the way, just to keep it going, we apologize to Misha Tate. We ran out of time today.
That's right. Sorry, Misha. We can't get to you today. Thanks for coming. Thanks for your intro.
Hey, is anybody keeping up with Tough?
No.
No.
What?
Oh, okay.
I am watching
lame.
Weeks,
I know the coaches aren't fighting anymore, though.
Yeah, well, I'm keeping up with it, and I'm liking it that it's up. TJ's team is up 6-0.
Yeah, I heard
which
that.
I find kind of comical.
I
but
am
you know what I
next
think
week.
It is, though?
Joe Daddy's team is on his Friday next week. I'm watching that one.
Mm-hmm, yep. And but you know what I think it is? I think that Cody is more concerned about his little tiff that
Next
he's having you. That he's having with TJ that he's not focusing on coaching. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah, but they really don't coach, man. When you go to the Tough House,
no.
All the assistant coaches they bring are the real coaches. You know, like they basically right now the coaches for the Team Carbran are the guys from Team Alpha Male. Justin Buckles and Danny Castillo, they are the real coaches. And then on Team TJ are the guys from freaking Elevation Team. They don't really coach.
Yeah.
They're just figureheads, man. They're really figureheads.
But I don't know, but when you watch it, it just seems to be that TJ just has more interaction with his people than Cody does with his. And you know, it's just that mean girl mentality. It's like like he's trying so hard to be a tough guy that he's making himself look like an ass.
Doesn't he always act
that way,
though?
Hmm?
Doesn't he always act that way? I mean, that's just his.
Well, yeah, but more so.
When
yeah, but
on,
more so. I mean, it's like.
When he was
more
on Junkie,
so. He's like a,
I mean, that's exactly who we thought he was.
Yeah, but the only time that he was in action is when he's around that.
You got that, eh, Tony?
Hey, the only time that Cody Carbran doesn't act like that is when he's with the kid that survived cancer, his buddy.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. That's his
his
beard. Come on.
Yeah. Whenever he's around that kid, he's a real sweet guy, man. But when it comes to, like, getting in the face of his opponents, it's all about just being a knucklehead. So, I don't know. I like the guy that is like, nice when his little friend is around.
All right, guys, as we're going into the Ozdemir versus Serkanov, just to they're buying time right now. and then UFC Fight Night 109. I'm surprised by that, Pam, because you did the whole snitches get stitches. So, but now you're like on TJ's side. I don't see that because.
Let me tell you what. Let me put you in your place, young man. First of all, you know, you have a guy, and tell me that if you guys say that you would not do this, say that you and Marco work together, and you have an opportunity to go to another job that's going to give you more opportunity for advancement. Are you not going to take that? Yes.
Peace out, Waffle.
And that,
all right, hold on.
And that's how I see it.
Let me.
Okay,
yeah,
clarify.
But let me say this, Pam. If it was just one person, so let's just say if it was just, let's just say Uriah Faber, which by all accounts, everyone in the industry loves Uriah Faber. Everyone in the industry, including Conor McGregor, right, got along with Uriah Faber. Right. So, everyone does, right? But everyone by all accounts, Uriah Faber's a good guy, right? All of a sudden, it's not just Uriah Faber against TJ Dillashaw and Dwayne Ludwig. It's apparently everybody else. Justin Buchholz, who Marco mentioned, Danny Castillo, which Danny Castillo obviously wasn't doing anything. And then TJ Dillashaw does like, hey, what's that stupid face for? So there's something there, you guys. You can't say that there isn't something there when there is.
Well,
I think they're playing it up for the camera, to be honest. Exactly. Go ahead, Marco. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Joseph Benavidez left him out from Ella. Nobody make a fuss about it, man.
Right?
It's all because of the relationship that
shout out to Tyson.
The relationship with TJ Dillashaw got with Dwayne Van Lockwick. Dwayne Van Lockwick and Uriah Faber, they don't see eye to eye. And then he goes to Colorado and TJ follows him. And that is what the whole scene started from.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of so for TJ, but, you know, I mean, he's not butt sore anymore. They actually paid the guy for a while to work at the, you know, the freaking facilities at the elevation team. So if they're paying you, as well, you know, do your thing, TJ.
Good Canadian boy.
That's a grown man, dude. This is the fight game, and you don't have loyalty to nobody but yourself. And I never understood.
Right.
This is not a team sport. This never been a team sport. At the end of the day, you know, eventually you're gonna have to fight your friends and buddies if you're good enough that you have to be for a championship fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm sick and tired of this. Oh, I'm not gonna fight my friends because we're teammates. Daniel Cormier should be the heavyweight champion of the world. That because he didn't fight Cain Velasquez, he went to like heavyweight. It worked out for him, but it's kind of bullshit, you know, just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I don't see what the big drama is. You know, they're trying to say that, we made him. Well, you know, I don't think it was an act of betrayal. I think that he did all he could do with him. And Dwayne Ludwig took him further. That's all it is. And maybe they're mad because of that, because they think that, you know, soon after he went with Dwayne, then he wins the belt. So I guess that they have sour grapes about that. But it's like, you know, these are grown men. Get over it. It's like, you know what it is? It's like girlfriends fighting over an ex-boyfriend. That's what it is. And it move on.
I always felt that Uriah had this storyline planned out ever since the, ooh, look at that snake in the glass comment. Because there was always, probably there behind the scenes, there was always rumblings of, you know, TJ going to go with the man who made him successful. And then he did, and then he went. And I just feel like Uriah Faber is just that kind of guy. He's too much of a smart businessman to know to let that go. And that's keeping not only Alpha Male in our minds, but we've been talking about it ever since. You know what I mean? It's stayed in the news every time it comes up. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It seems like a smart, shrewd move by Uriah Faber on my side. I don't think that this is. Maybe there is some, disdain And I, and of course, Neck Tattoo is the best person to put out there to be ridiculous. You know what I mean? Because that's where he goes. Mm-hmm. I mean, that his on position is just be ridiculous when he needs to be. And so I'm not watching The Ultimate Fighter again, because I think that the feud is played, especially now since we know the coaches will not be fighting due to a piece of trash back. So I just think it's all fabricated. I think it's all just for the cameras.
All right, guys, before we go on with this, hang on. Let's just give the audience where we are, a time mark. It's right now, it's the light heavyweight co-main event, Ozdemir versus Serkinov, and it's going now. So go ahead, Marco.
Yeah, I don't think it's fabricated. I think there is a true animosity just because of the beatdown that has been against TJ Dillashaw. And I mean, they just make a million interviews where he could just, you know, play it off, but you can actually tell, you know, that the guy is bothered about the whole situation. That, you know, he saw that he got whatever, a different kind of relationship with Uriah Faber, and come to find out it wasn't that way. But he's also a smart businessman. He's going to promote that you know, friction like Dominic Cruz did, because what did he do for Dominic Cruz? He got him money on the buckets. What is going to do for TJ Dillashaw, especially he stopped facing off against people from Tinafa Mel to his career, is that rivalry with the team is going to, you know, get him paid. So it's a smart for him to actually keep that that freaking antagonism alive.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know, but I watch it. I like to watch it just to see what's going on. But I do, like I said, I think the main, this dude is out. Damn.
Wow. We're ruining it for Proteus.
Oh, well, I won't tell you then. Somebody got knocked out. I'll tell you in 30 seconds.
Okay, Misha Serkinov is a real deal.
You think?
Okay.
Let's give Prados the delay.
But he's not Canadian. I mean, he's Canadian. He's not Canadian.
No, he's from Toronto, right? Isn't he from Toronto?
He's originally from Latvia, but yes, he's in Toronto. Wow, that's it. Crazy.
God, I mean,
all right,
going backwards, too. Boom.
Let's give the... Hold on, guys. Let's give the listeners where we are right now. So, Misha Serkinov just knocks out Volkan Ozdemir.
No, got knocked out.
Sorry.
He's gonna have fence marks on his forehead.
I tell you what,
you
man.
You see that?
No, hold on, Proteus. I said Misha Serkinov knocks out Ozdemir, and you said no, got knocked out. No, Misha Serkinov knocks out Ozdemir.
No, if I'm watching, a different fight then, because the Canadian boy just got knocked out.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys saw too, or am I seeing it wrong?
Oh, right behind the ear. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That was right behind the ear, perfectly placed.
Yeah, right behind the ear into the fence. He's gonna have fence marks on his forehead.
Hold on, did we get it wrong? Who won this fight?
The
non-Canadian.
Swiss guy. Yeah, the Swiss dude won.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Tony.
I would know the Canadian fighter. Come on now.
Hey guys, let's talk about this, because Proteus and I were talking about this, and I'm curious. But you know what, guys? I'm going to read you this first. So all you guys know who Brandon Vera is, right? The Guam fighter?
Yep. The truth.
Brandon,
all right.
The truth.
So,
the man, the guy that was supposed to be the first light heavyweight champion in one championship.
That's right. That's right.
So, yeah.
All right. So here we go, guys. He put this up on a blog yesterday, all right? So this is yesterday at 6:26 p.m. This is what he wrote. These are his words, not mine, okay? I'm reading what Brandon Vera wrote. So So the following, the retreat altercation and Magana's Twitter post, she now has lost her affiliation with Alliance MMA. Here is a Brandon Vera's statement. I was going to leave this alone, but this trifling see you next Tuesday is still at it. She kind of embodies what's wrong with the world today. Super entitled, whines and cries about everything, Instagram ass famous, and no other skills whatsoever. Pretty worthless. Bitch, you got your card pulled for cyberbullying someone you thought you'd never run into. Super drama queen. Do me a favor and keep your ass away from my Alliance MMA. I super feel like a bully for posting this, but she's a prime example of what the world has gone to. Right? You guys get it, right? Crybaby ass. Mm-hmm. The only positive thing about it is that she wasn't a guy. F. There's plenty of them as well. P.S. There's a reason why no one is standing up for you. Not your homegirls, training partners, even fighters at the summit. You deserved it. Also, your hospital picks are for a case since you went to a Snoop Dogg concert that very same evening. If this burns any of y'all, want to talk about it, I'm in Guam now. Back in PH next week. Come on out.
I don't know what to think about it, man. There's a...
So let her, she's going to find somewhere else. She's going to resurface somewhere. It's what? Who cares? Yeah. So she got kicked out. Big deal.
I saw Dominic Cruz was the owner of Alliance. I don't know Brandon Vera got something to say about it, but I might be wrong.
All right, let me ask you this.
Go ahead, Tony.
Let me ask you this, guys. So for a while, Magana was living with Beck Rawlings, right? And they were the mean girls in the Tough House also, right? I mean, really jumping on some of the girls over there. But I think Beck Rawlings has a beautiful ass face. That's for damn sure. But Beck Rawlings also said, hey, listen, I have video of this. And TMZ, you got to pay for it for me to release it.
That shows how little fighters are getting paid, man. It shows how little fighters are getting paid, but either resort to this. Crazy.
Well, that and that also, that's where your, where does your allegiance lie? I mean, if I'm friends with somebody and I have video, your allegiance is to your friend. I don't care. And this is maybe my sense of loyalty. I don't care how much money you give me. If I've got something that is, I can't think of the word, mimosas, that's going to hurt somebody, you know, career-wise or something, I'm not going to sell it. You know, I don't care. But to me, that just shows where your loyalties are. And I really don't think it has to do with money. I just think it's their mentality. They're dumb girls, dumb, mean girls is all it is. And you know, that's just how I see it. I may be wrong, but that's my opinion. That's how I see it, you know. They're trying to be all street, and they're not.
We're talking about it, aren't we? It's working.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
About the, oh. You know, I mean, it's just, why would you sell anything to TMZ? I mean, why would you lower yourself to that? I don't think it has anything to do with not getting paid. I just think it has to do with trying to stay relevant again. That's going to be like a really commonly used word today.
Marketing 101, there's no such a thing as bad PR. Now, everybody wants to see this girl get her ass kicked in her next fight.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to see it. That means money in her pocket. It's a form of marketing. We're talking about it. So guess what? Good job, Magana. Good job.
Well, not only that, too, is either that or they're going to avoid her like the plague because nobody wants, I don't want to get sued. So either that or she's like the plague now. She just cursed her own self.
Somebody's going to pick it up. Somebody's going to see dollar signs out of it.
Mm-hmm.
The fight business is one of the dirtiest businesses in the planet, man.
Yeah. Well,
now, come on, give me a break. Mike freaking.
I'm sure there's some.
Floyd Mayweather.
Some,
freaking. The list goes on and on of people that have done worse things than what Magana did. All Magana has done. The only crime is her being a dumbass on Twitter. That is the only crime.
She just talks crap.
Well, you know, that saying, don't shit where you eat, falls in perfectly right here. And, you know, you may see her in the future either mud wrestling or jello fight.
And I, as part of the press, I will watch that for you guys.
Yeah, you'll take the grenade for us.
Yeah, I will watch that and report the mud wrestling for you guys.
Oh darn! I hate it for you.
Right, let's go over this real quick though, guys. Ozdemir defeats Sirkinov, TKO first.
Mm-hmm.
Sabata defeats Ben Saunders, TKO me in the second. Akhmadov defeats, surprisingly, Al Hassan in the third via split decision. Tlaib defeats, what'd you call him? Pam Baby?
Wonder Baby.
Unanimous decision. I actually had it split, guys. Hermanson defeats, Alex Nicholson. Hey, question, guys, and we're not going to get into this too deep because we have a whole fight card to get into, but thoughts quickly, guys, Aldo versus Holloway. Am I the only one that's excited about this? Or
I am super excited.
That we're not doing any predictions. We save those for Wednesday. But
okay, but I'm super excited.
I am so hyped. No predictions, though. We got to go to Wednesday. You know, cliffhanger.
I'm super hyped but stupid promotional commercial with them on the two different, what do they call those things? Yeah. Have you guys seen? You guys have obviously seen the commercial where they're going, where they stop. Yeah. Anyways, I just think that's stupid. Having them look at each other on the, come on, somebody tell me what it is. Give me the words.
TV prompters.
I don't
know. The suspended cars. What are they called? It's not a
ski lift.
The
ski lift.
No.
No, the ski lift.
Yeah, the ski lift thing, yeah. Okay, now we're just making fun of Matt because he can't make up. can't think of the word.
All right, guys,
Let's draw a picture. Let me ask you this, though, guys.
hold on, Pam. Pam, hang on a second. And George G from Canada, by the way, I wonder if he's over and under on how many S-bombs Kennedy has dropped. I want to ask this, though, to Marco, and maybe you too, Pam, and, of course, Pro is way in, but we'll go in order. This time we'll go Marco, Pam, and Pro, okay? But let's give each other time to talk on this. So, obviously, we know that Pam's husband and Marco spend time in the military, right, in one way or another. But, Marco, you live by a code, and I remember you telling this story about this one soldier. You beat his ass, but you guys got along right after that. And you as a soldier, you live by a code, right? The code is, listen, something does something to me, I'm going to do something back to them. I think there's a code, Marco, and I know that you're defending Magana for, I mean, I don't think anyone should get hit, right? But if I talk smack to you, Marco, and then you kick my ass, I'm not going to sue you because you kicked my ass because I opened my big trap. So, I mean,
A little different than the military because we are under the uniform code of military justice. We saw the consequences for that, you know. But in the military, we cannot sue each other. We responded to the chain of command. But believe me, because of that fight, I had to go see the first sergeant and I got to go see my commander. He was in group for Sergeant Maldonado. So I'm Maldonado spent some time on extra duty. So did the other soldier. But that said, you work with the guy every day. You have to see the guy every day, so you have to get along with the guy. You don't have a choice. So we have to freaking sweep it under the rug, shake hands, and, you know, forget about it. It's because it's a different kind of a structure. The military is a completely different planet, brother. It got nothing to do with civilian life. It's a galaxy far, far away.
It's its own entity.
Yeah, it's a completely different entity. It's a completely different planet. It's a galaxy far, far away. You have to be in it to understand it. On civilian life, it's a completely different animal, dude. You live by certain rules, and you cannot violate the rules because then there is anarchy. Then it's a free-for-all, and you don't want that crap. You don't want that kind of crap, man. You know? Ann Coulter. I think Ann Coulter because she's the most horrible person on the planet. That lady, she should not open her mouth and should not write any books. But as horrible as she does not deserve to get punched in the mouth either. And that is the same analogy. Rush Limbaugh, another guy that should never open his freaking fat mouth. Every time he opens his mouth, I want to freaking put a knuckle sandwich on it. But he's free to say whatever he wants, you know? And he doesn't deserve to get punched in the mouth for that either. Magaña can say whatever she wants to, and she does. She does not deserve to get punched in the mouth. And because she got punched in the mouth, Chris Cyborg is going to suffer the consequences that come with punching people in the mouth. This is not Brazil. In Brazil, she might have got away with it because Brazil got very relaxed rules. But she's a U.S. citizen right now. And she got to live by U.S. American rules, man. You want to live in this country, you got to accept the consequences.
Okay, hang on one second, guys. Of course, the fighters are coming to the cage in the main event now. We've got Glover Teixeira.
My guy's already in the cage.
Alexander Gustafsson. Yeah, I'm just trying to break it down for the people listening. Pam, thanks.
Let's do that.
Marco. That's exactly where I was going. We're on the same page here. Quick picks.
Okay.
Starting with Pam, go with Marco, then Tony, and then I'll finish it off.
I am going with Glover on this one only because I think that Gustafsson, he does have the home crowd behind him, so he may have that extra energy. But keep in mind, he just had a baby 2 weeks ago. He's tired. He's happy. You know, I don't know how serious he's, you know, how much focus you've put into your training because those babies suck the life out of you. I've told you that before. Glover is focused. He's a striker. Jiu-jitsu, ranked number 2 right now. The only, you know, it's a close fight. Each of them has lost against the same opponent except for Gustafsson, who's lost against Cormier. But I've got Teixeira on this one. I'm going to go third round.
I'm sorry, Pam. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. And third round what?
I'm going to say KO.
All right.
No. Oh, Submission.
Okay, I got Gustafsson on this one. Gustafsson is a younger fighter, the more athletic one. He's going to have the reach advantage and the height advantage. Also, I did not like the way Glover got smoked by Anthony Johnson the last time. He got like floor. And I've seen that Gustafsson is a better striker. Historically speaking, Teixeira has had more problems with good strikers and even with like average strikers. Fabio Maldonado, who kind of allowed, he had a good fight. And Ryan Bader got him on quite a step before he landed a lucky left hook. So I got Gustafsson on this one. He's going to strike Glover, and it's going to TKO him on the second round. Let's say third round TKO, too. Gustafsson.
Okay.
All right. DJ Tony, are you there, or should I go next?
Yeah, I agree with Marco. So I don't think this is going to go five. Either way, the only way, obviously, Teixeira wins is a first-round knockout. But I think Gustafsson's going to show his length I think he's going to knock out. Like Marco said, I agree with Marco.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with the three of you. Unfortunately, Pam, I just think that, like you said, Tony, Alexander is going to be able to keep him at distance. I mean, this is a guy who went, toe-to-toe with Daniel Cormier. Of course, Cormier probably doesn't have the power that Teixeira has, but I think that, like you said, the length is going to come into play here, and that Gustafsson is going to be able to keep him at bay and win the fight. I don't know. I don't think he's going to get a TKO or finish. I think it's going to be a 5-round decision. We're going to get treated to a good fight here.
Wow. And you know what? And truthfully, I like both of them. So, you know, if my guy loses, it doesn't, you know, break my heart.
We know you fly the Brazilian fly there, Pam. I know that. You're biased.
I like my Brazilians. I even get a wax. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, but
Where's my drum roll? Jeez.
TMI.
Tony's sleeping. TMI. Tony's asleep. Are you asleep, Tony? Is he sleeping?
Produce will tell you this, that I actually like pressing the mute button. So, and I forget sometimes that I press the mute button. And I was reading something that Proteus sent me as well. So, guys, just out of curiosity, while we're on this subject, because Proteus and I were chatting about this on Proteus's Primetime every Thursday, but just out of curiosity, guys, if Gustafsson beats Teixeira, and let's just say John Jones beats DC, which unfortunately is what I think is going to happen. Do you guys see a Jones Gustafsson 2?
Yes.
Well, that depends. There's always a big if concerning Jones. If he comes back, if he can stay clean, you know, if he can stay out of jail, if he can stay out of trouble, if he can start running over people, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. So, Marco, if you wanted to go in, weigh in next on this.
I'm actually trying to listen to the introduction, but it's not. No, I'm not right here. I'm trying to listen to the introduction, but it's not. So I got you guys on mute.
We're doing a live radio show, but listen to the introduction. Yep.
You know what? I don't even know. I think I've used my mute button like twice.
Yes,
in my life.
Sam, we are aware of your lack of mute button.
I know, right? I know. Parrots and dogs. And oh, my gosh. I know.
It was really cool, hey, the ovation that Gustafsson got from Sweden. That's what I wanted to listen to.
He always does. I mean, he's always going to get that ovation, and hopefully he can get this win in front of them, as I had mentioned. But let's talk about the rematch. Are you guys looking forward to that, Marco?
Of course, man. I mean, I still, you know, remember that how good that fight was. Well, according to John Jones, he trained for that for like 2 minutes, and he did a lot of cocaine before it, but he still won the fight, and he gave either John Jones or Cormier, because remember, Gustafsson also gave a hell of a fight to Daniel Cormier. He's been so close to winning the belt, so close. It would be really cool to see this guy win the belt, because for me, he's not Anthony Johnson is selling weed and Colo won't retire. He's the third best light heavyweight in the planet. No disrespect to Glover Teixeira, but he's a little too old for my taste.
I agree. And as I said on Junkie Radio,
shit.
I am totally for it. I'm totally for it. I really, as a selfish fan, want to see
that. Oh, grab the fence. This guy's grabbing the fence. Get your hands off the fence. Oh, shit. Holy
Bam
moly.
Is on it.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry. Y'all don't want to be.
Yeah,
y'all need to be at my house when I watch fights. Oh, my gosh. You just threw him down like a rag doll.
It would be better if we were all in the same room. You are correct. If we were all in the same room.
Oh, I know. No, see, but y'all would be getting hit because I'm like a slapper. Oh my God, did you see that? Did you see that? That's me.
We'll put Marco beside.
But even like, I know, right? Come with your shoulder pads with your football gear onto my house. But on a good note, I'm always cooking. You know, so if y'all come to my house, you guys
absolutely
will have a good meal.
I've seen the pictures. Apparently, Paul is a lying
man. I know,
man.
You like to cook, don't you?
I love to cook. That's my that's my zen. You know, people go and you know, do painting, but that's my zen. Oh, snap!
Oh, snap indeed. I'll catch you guys in 30 seconds.
Potty break.
Go ahead. Keep talking.
No,
keep
exactly.
Talking.
The reaction for like is
that's right.
You guys are 30 seconds ahead of me. Yeah, crazy.
I was going to tell you trucker bombs if you had to go to do a potty break. Trucker bombs.
Well, I don't know what that is, but okie-dokie.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'll explain it. That's when you take like a empty Gatorade bottle and you pee in it.
Right.
Yeah. So
sometimes
TMI.
FYI.
I've never had to do that.
Hey,
never,
alternative
facts.
There you go.
Beer.
I'm full of useless information that
so,
may come in handy one day.
Now, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah.
According to a lot of people, like the winner of this might get next crack of Jones and Cormier. What do you do with Jimmy Manua? Because Manua is supposed to be on the same card that Jones and Cormier.
Oh, poke it in the eye.
Pokey,
he pulled
pokey,
a Jones.
Pokey.
That was a punch. That was not a poke.
Tony.
That was a punch.
A punch with his finger.
Get this, you guys. So I'm talking to you guys, and I think you guys are just like not listening to me, right? And it's clearly because I'm still on mute. So I'm.
Yeah. I figured that. I was like, why is he so quiet?
Oh, see, that was a big old poke in the arm.
I did that twice on Thursday on Proteus's prime time.
Yeah.
Was it a real poke, guys, or not?
Talking.
Yeah, it was a poke, guys. No, it was a. He pulled a Jones on him.
Hey, guys. So let's talk about what Marco said. Well, Teixeira gets poked in the eye by Gustafson. Let's talk about this, guys, okay. Because obviously Marco mentioned the fact that Jimmy Manuel is on the same card as DC Jones. Obviously, I think that's for insurance purposes. What say you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Well, you know what I think? Well, this is what I think. Why should Jones – see, I'll give you my opinion. It's the mimosas, man. I should do this all the time we do the show. Why should Jones automatically get a title shot? I think, give him Manoa and then let, Cormier and whoever fight. But I don't think that he should get the immediate title shot.
Well, he is, because he's a former champion that never lost a belt, former interim champion.
But how many times? 3 years ago? How long has it been? 3 years?
Pam, let Marco talk.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. Why your champion is an immediate title shot, whatever he wants to, after 3 years away? Because he's your champion. Say it again with John Jones, because he's John
Jones.
We're
going to have to put you on mute, brother. I'm telling you. Let him talk.
Yeah. Because,
see, this is bullshit right here running. Look at him run. This is bullshit. What the hell? What are we at, a track meet?
You know what? I hated that too. And everyone was talking about resetting. I hated that.
No, that's not resetting. That's running. I know running because I ran track. I was a runner for 20 years. That's running. Did you go and reset 3 miles this morning? No, you went running, right?
Well, I was running for my wife. Does that count?
No, but you weren't resetting, right? You were running.
This is very Alistair Overeem-ish. Yes, I agree.
See, again, what the hell? You know what? If you had a Fitbit, how many steps you think you took right there?
Yeah, it's working.
I'm on fire.
I'm in the good stuff in Bangwa right now, so I don't care. I like it. There you go, round one.
Oh, he's going to sponsor. Oh, go ahead.
Can we please highlight that line again, Pam? What did you say about the Fitbit? I'm sorry, that deserves a proper rim shot.
I'm just wondering how many steps it would have given him if he was on a Fitbit. It's like he should do a commercial. Fitbit, sponsored by Gustafson. You know, what the hell? I don't like that.
Yeah, young boy Glover got marked up on that round.
That was probably like a quarter mile right there.
Hey, guys, while we're in a commercial break, right now, does anyone else want to change their picks? I still have Gustafson Pro.
Yeah, no, I'm still staying with it.
Gustafson won the first round. Yeah. Of course, I got Gustafson.
Yeah, you can't go do a do-over or go back or wait a minute.
You can't. You can't go in the wayback machine.
It's not that.
Can we go back to what Marco was saying about the rematch, please?
Yes, sir.
Can we get that conversation out of the way?
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead, Pro. Run it.
Like I said before, you cannot deny the right to get go right for the belt. You know, and it's just because of the resume alone. And everybody else can wait. You know, everybody, believe me, I want to watch John Jones Cormier too. I've been cheated out of it twice already. Once because Cormier got his ass freaking broke, and then we had to see John Jones fight OSP. And the second time because John Jones liked to take pills. So no, I want to watch this freaking fight.
Well, let me ask you a question, since we're on the subject of champions. What more does Daniel Cormier have to do to prove his worth? In other words, he's fought how many times has he defended his belt? But I'm saying, you know, people still call him a paper champ, you know, and I think that's disrespectful.
Yeah, but, I agree with Marco. I 100% agree with Marco, Pam. If he beats John Jones, give it to him. But as of right now, that conversation is still out there. He has not beaten John Jones. And some people thought that fight was close, but I don't agree with them.
Yeah, but at the same time, how many chances did he give Jones? There he goes running again.
This is making me angry. All of them.
You give him as many chances as he until he gets himself incarcerated. You give him as many chances.
Oh, come on. Knock him the fuck out. Knock him out. Oh, sorry.
By the way, I love how we're doing a fight companion, and Marco goes, hang on, guys. I'm trying to watch this fight.
Come on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Get up.
Get him. Sorry.
Hold on, Proteus.
The guy without hair may be in trouble.
Come on, elbow. Give him the elbow. There you go.
See? Love it. Throw that high kick.
Me.
Right?
Give him. Yeah.
I would say. Throw that high kick.
You see, I'm just not liking all the running that he's doing. That's
working.
Okay, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, it is working, but I mean, I could get in there and run too. Jeez.
Well, then do it.
Hey, by the way, I do have to say just a little bit of commentary, and clearly I'm not Dan Tom. Shout out to MMA analyst. But Teixeira just missed a spinning elbow. Did you guys see that? He just missed.
Yes.
He spun without an elbow. He missed that opportunity.
He totally did.
Yeah, I
absolutely
could run. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I'm just like I said, I'm not liking the running.
No, it's your opinion, and it's shared by a lot of people. So.
Glover doesn't want him to run. He needs to cut the cage out. How about that?
See, right there, exactly. When he had him down, he should have knee, because his hands went down. He could have given a knee to the face.
Pam
right there.
Is not even listening.
See,
to you,
more,
Marco.
More running. More running. What did you say? I'm sorry. What did you say, Marco?
Exactly.
What did you say?
Oh!
You say?
I hate the running too, though, guys.
Hey, you guys.
Hey, you guys.
There you go. There you go. Did you guys see my belated birthday present that I got?
Silencer.
Well, not a silencer. It's a suppressor.
Suppressor. Yeah, you're right.
Suppressor, because it's not completely
What's
silent.
The difference?
But I got a suppressor suppresses noise. So, and a silencer makes it completely quiet, which, you know that shit you see on TV. But this is a suppressor.
The suppressor, okay. It's someone that really knows about guns. Suppressor and a silencer is exactly the same.
No.
All the suppressor that
Because you have
Pam is not listening to what you have to say.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, because I waited 10 and a half months for this gun. I mean, for this suppressor.
You got it, though.
Yeah.
You finally
Wait, I did get it. The thing is, you have to wait for all this crazy paperwork to come in. And the thing is, you have to buy the suppressor before you know if your paperwork will get accepted.
Listen, yeah, I tell you guys in America are crazy with thinking that that's not something that should be done. I mean, it's a suppressor. I mean, you gotta respect the fact that they want to know who you are and make sure that you're not a crazy lunatic. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you need a suppressor? Are you an assassin?
He's right. Marco's right.
Let me ask you this. Why don't I want one?
Why do you need a...
You don't really need a suppressor.
Because you live in America and you can. Right, Pam?
I also don't need I also don't need 30 pairs of cowboy boots, but I have them.
Excuse me, bitch.
Are they Are they all animal printed, or are they not?
No, I think I only have probably about 10 pair of leopard print ones, but the other ones are all different.
Alternative facts.
How many of them are alligator skin?
I don't have any. I don't have any alligator skin ones. I do have snake skin,
All right, can I ask you guys this? So be honest, though, especially this is going out to Proteus and Marco, only because they don't like the running. I mean, they approve of the running. I'm sorry, guys. This running garbage is getting on my nerves. Do you guys not
see,
if you guys were in a cage and you guys were fighting Gustafson, you guys would not get pissed off?
He's winning. I don't care. He's really dumb.
Exactly. He's winning the fight, dude. He's exhausting.
He's exhausting
the opponent.
Oh, shit. There he goes. It's done.
Let me catch up. This is great podcast gold.
By the way, what did Baby Tomato say to Papa Tomato? Or rather, what did Papa Tomato say to Baby Tomato when he squeezed him?
Catch up.
That's right.
Stop squeezing. Stop squeezing me. Stop squeezing me.
Damn, they still haven't stopped
it. Somebody talk.
Oh, me and Aldo.
No,
that was a
fight.
No.
God. Are you guys surprised how long they let some of these fights go, guys? Because I've been surprised.
Oh, by the way. There is no more running anymore.
Get up.
No more running. He does get his Fitbit steps in, though, doesn't he? Everyone's guys. Look at this. Stockholm.
Do you think that's something that they will change? Is the running, or is that going
to
– is it not a big enough deal to say – huh?
The only way you can change the running is put it in the smaller cage.
Why didn't they get his hands out of the fence?
Okay.
That's messed
According
up.
To the rules,
look at, they just showed – they just showed a – they just showed a replay of Jose Aldo knocking out with his hand clearly in the cage.
Get your hands out of the fence.
Chad Mendes.
Yeah, exactly. Chad Mendes. Like, it should be electrocuted. It should be all full of electricity so that they don't touch it.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome.
Be awesome. You got your back up against the fence?
Oh my gosh.
You can take a that is
amazing.
Check out the big
I love it.
Bread.
Oh my gosh. An electric cage. What have we become? Have we become that we want an electric cage? An electric octagon. Is that how far have we fallen? Oh my gosh.
Well, how else
that was
are you going to take, like Marco was saying, take points right away, right, Marco? Unless you take a point right away and fucking play by the rules, you can't you can't touch the fucking fence. You can't put your hands in the fence. Stop fucking doing it. I'm going to take a point. They say that to them at the before they even get into the cage. Marco, go. I'm yelling.
Okay.
Darn.
When it comes to the running, the rule set is you show timidity. If you're not engaging, you can take a point. Gustafsson is not engaging. He's engaging a lot. He just resets it whenever Glover is like blitzing. He gets out of the way, gets back in the center of the cage, and I start punching him in the face like he's doing right now.
If this fight was in a small cage,
Are we talking about running or fingers in the fence? Because I know you can use
either
like
one.
But you can use the fence to push off on, but you can't grab your toes or your
fingers
in the
it.
Fence.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But yeah, but
correct.
You can use it to push off on, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you know how you guys hear how some fighters, hang on, guys, you know how you guys hear that some fighters are career killers? Man, Gustafsson makes some guys look like, gosh, like he gives I thought Teixeira was done 2 minutes ago.
Is that saying something about Gustafsson or is that saying something about Teixeira?
That's what I'm asking, guys. Is that Gustafsson that makes everyone look good, or does everyone, or is that Teixeira going up in caliber?
I don't know. Well, you know what? I was reading fight stats, and they were talking about this fight, and they were saying that it was probably not going to go to the ground, that it was going to be a striking match. So I don't know.
Well, Gustafsson took down Cormier and John Jones. I'm not surprised he took freaking Teixeira down. So,
well, his plan of getting out of the way and circling out of the way is really looking like it's working out right now, because Glover looks tired, right, Marco?
Yeah,
I'm tired.
That doesn't look like he's going to need an extra gas tank, man. Now, so far, it's 3-0, Gustafsson.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice scorecard. And for whatever gripe Pound might have with the running around, it was working, because it's not like he's running around and not engaging. He's running around, sitting in the middle of the cage, and re-engaging again and punching Glover a lot in the face. The four-round starting, so I'm paying attention again.
I think the only way to stop everybody's complaints about that is to put every fight in the smaller cage. We know that it produces more knockouts. We know that it produces more action. The only reason this cage is for fucking TV. Sorry, go, Pam.
Oh, I was going to ask, because I do like fights in the small cage. So what determines when they use the small cage versus the larger cage?
The venue. The
arena.
The venue. The center.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we are. It's got a big arena, they put the big cage in.
I like that small cage too, but when was the last time it was used?
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
I off the top of my
that's
head,
the WEC cage,
sorry.
Right? Isn't that the WEC cage?
That is correct.
Invicta uses too. Invicta uses the small cage a lot too, because they go to small venues all the time.
Yeah, of course. And they're a UEC product, so to speak, so.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about
LFA. LFA,
yeah, exactly. Marco, we are on the same page tonight. I was going to go there with this.
Yeah, take control.
We don't need to go there. Well, I wanted to talk about this Dana White Tuesday Fight League series or whatever the hell they're going to call it. What do you guys make of this thing? Because it seems to be, with what the UFC is telling everybody, that it looks like it could have promise. But let's start with
Marco.
What do you think?
I like it. It reminds me a lot of Friday night fights back in the boxing days. And also like a lot of Tri-Four Challenger series, you know, where Daniel Cormier came from. So I actually like it a lot. I wish, and this is just my opinion, that instead of doing it on the top gym, they will do it on the freaking like the Palms. That is a small venue.
Yeah.
You know, you get like 1,000 people there. Like, you know, sell like a very cheap tickets or comp tickets from the freaking casino and fill that place out every Tuesday, because people will go. You know, it's something to do on a Tuesday night, a small game, so you don't need that many people to fill it out. And I wish they would do that, but I guess it's, logistically speaking, it might not be possible. But I do like the idea a lot.
Tony,
I got a place to go on Tuesdays to watch some cool fights, man.
Yeah, I like it, you guys. I like it because I think they're giving, you know, the reason why we pay that $7.99 or $8 a month for Fight Pass is for that, for content. I like it, you guys. I like that it's a Fight Pass only thing.
Pam?
I like it because I think it's a way to show off, or not show off, but to discover new fighters. And I'm like Marco, I used to love Friday Night Fights when it was boxing. And you know, when you get into these smaller arenas, you know, not everybody can afford these, you know, $500 and $600 tickets. And maybe not everybody wants to be around, you know, that many people. Sometimes you want to go to, I guess, for lack of a better word, a more intimate site and, you know, and maybe get really good seats at not, you know, the cost of your mortgage. So I think that's a good idea. I would, that was something I would do. Like if I lived out there and that was my day off, that's where I would be Tuesday night.
Yeah, I think that it's a good idea. My main concern is that it's going to take away from, you know, your LFAs or any kind of lower end tier product or say, shall we say, minor leagues. That's my main concern because, as you guys have both are all mentioned, like, you know, we are the main consumers are consuming UFC. So if we take those fighters and we put them on Dana White's show, what happens to those smaller fights? Also, what happens to Dana White's looking for a fight? Tony?
No, I agree. By the way, it's fourth round, guys, about 50 seconds left, and it's Gustafson Teixeira. Who do you guys have right now? I have Gustafson winning. Who do you guys have?
I have Gustafson, but, you know, it ain't over.
It's Gustafson by the landslide right now, but when it comes to all that content and stuff like that, it's not hurting anybody, man. Right now, LFA is on Access, so it's a completely different audience. And freaking, there is so many fighters, man. There is so many freaking shows. Like KSW this weekend, yesterday.
Yeah.
They fill out a 45,000 stadium, freaking 45,000 people on a stadium in Poland, dude, for a KSW freaking show. So the sport is not hurting. If anything, it's flourishing. And this thing is not hurting anybody. It's just content for our Fight Pass, and that's what I like it. Like I told you, I was watching Pancras from freaking Japan last night, and that place was packed. And every time you see like this show from other countries, man, that they're doing pretty freaking good. So I'm not scared about that. This is going to take attention or the fighters. But like, there is plenty of places where fighters can go and fighters can fight. They got Shudo, they got Titan, Lega, Legacy, LFA. They got Invicta for the women, KSW that is exploding out there, Bama. So, no, we're going to be fine, bro. Just enjoy the fans for what they are. And if they find a gem there that can go directly into the main roster, great.
Sure. I agree with you. That's 100% a good thing.
By the way, I'm going to give you a stat that Jason Floyd just put up. Hang on, Pam. I'm going to give you a stat that Jason Floyd just put up. 108 to 54 in total strikes in Gustafson's favor. 108 to 54.
Yeah, you can
go ahead,
tell
Pam.
Yeah, you can tell that.
Oh, I was going to say, what do you think about this fighters retreat that went on this past, was it last weekend? And the people they had speaking at this venue.
You mean the drugs?
Yeah. They had apparently they weren't allowed any cameras or anything in there. And then Kat Zangano put out this big statement about this whole thing that went on. And it was really cool. I retweeted it and I thought that I had sent it to you guys. But I thought it was kind of a little bit comical that you've got Kobe Bryant in there, who's like a bajillionaire, telling these people, you know, invest your money, take a, you know, $100,000 and invest in this and that and this and that. When, you know, probably what third of these people have even seen $100,000? You know, so I just thought, and then apparently you had the Budweiser rep showed up and apparently he was drunk. You know, he was drunk and then telling them, you have to be original, be like Connor. And what the hell? And there it is. It's out. It's done. But I just thought, and you know, Kat Zangano had mentioned, okay, you, are y'all listening to me?
No.
Yeah, of course.
We're watching the fight.
I am.
Okay. Anyway,
I'm
so you had, Kat Zangano put out this big article and she said, you know, they spent all this money on this carpet that will never be walked on again. They spent all this money on all these wall fixtures that will never be set upon again. They spent all this money on all this food and, you know, you know, private jets bringing these people in to speak, and then paying these people to speak, and then bringing Snoop in for a private concert. She was, how much money did they spend on that that they could have spent on the fighters? You know, for
healthcare, or whatever. Pam, but that can't, Pam, but that's like saying, you know what? Don't give me, don't buy me a gift, or don't take me out to lunch. Just give me the money.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Love your point. Awesome, but the timing of it is so bad. That was an awesome knockout.
Yeah,
that was bad.
That was an awesome knockout. Oh, look at that overcut.
Did anyone have it going all five? I didn't.
I think Proteus did.
Yeah, Proteus did.
Damn, Protos.
He called the decision.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
said three rounds.
He got the decision.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, before we end the podcast, we'll give it a couple minutes, but before we end the podcast, just to let people know what just happened, obviously, Gustafsson knocks out, KOs Teixeira in the fifth. Someone on Wikipedia put method murder, but clearly that didn't
happen. Three uppercuts in a row. Did you see that?
Yeah. I'm not joking.
Oh.
Yeah. He basically ran a marathon and still managed to get a knockout. Okay.
Ooh, Tammy being salty on the marathon.
I am being salty.
Hey, guys,
let's
talk about this real quick, though, guys. Before we log off, let's talk about this. So something happened, guys, and Proteus, I try to bring this up on Proteus's prime time, and just to let everyone know, so we're all on the same page here, the reason why we're doing a fight pass, a fight companion today versus our normal Sunday show is because we did not do a pick show because we didn't think the pick show was strong enough, and we hardly ever get Sunday morning cards for me at the time that we do the show, and that's why we're doing the fight companion and not the regular Sunday show. So just to get that out there, just want to make sure, because there's been a little bit of confusion, and that's why we're doing this. But hey, we didn't get a chance to talk about this, but I wanted to talk about this before we end the show, Proteus. So clearly something good happened, Marco, with Horry and Bellator in terms of making one hell of a debut. I'm just curious to know what you guys think of Bellator's recent signing with Roy Nelson going over to Bellator.
Mm. I think it's awesome.
I like it. He's going to get paid.
Good for him.
He wants that. And he's not going to be a factor on the heavyweight division up there, you know. I see Mitrione will smoke him. But he's a fun fighter, and he's going to make money. And I'm glad that Rory McDonald made $400K on his show money for that mauling that he put on that overrated fighter,
mm-hmm.
Paul Daly. I told you he's Paul rated. But no, I like it a lot.
Ouch.
And by the way, this Sunday morning fights from the UFC, I hope they do this more often, especially when it comes to European cards, because I really like it, man. I'm digging it a lot, especially on my timeline. I don't know about yours, Tony, but on my timeline, it's perfect.
I love how Marco, because this was sort of Marco's idea in terms of doing the fight companion, and I loved it. But the funny thing is, it was Marco's idea, and Marco goes, hang on, guys, I'm trying to watch the fight here.
That's what it's called, a fight companion, because you're supposed to watch the fight and comment on it. So,
right.
That's the whole
and
point.
I think we shouldn't be too hard on Marco, right? I mean, we shouldn't be too hard on Marco because he definitely needs to listen to the fight. Right, Marco?
Okay. Pick on the blind, man. Pick on the blind.
I know. What the heck? I'm not picking on you.
Ouch.
I'm not picking on you. Oh, don't take it the wrong way. Jesus.
I know. I'm messing with you, man. I'm messing with you.
Hey, guys.
Did you see that?
Is he going to propose? Look, he's going to propose to his girlfriend.
Oh, ooh. Aww. I would, too.
How
damn.
Sweet.
Wow, that was fucking ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh.
He's pulling a Jessica, though. Jessica did it first. Oh, that's so sweet.
Benson Henderson did it first.
Oh, did
That's
he
correct.
Really?
Oh,
That's right. He did. He did. Mm. Tony,
oh,
if I hear that song one more time, do you know how many places I've been and that song is playing? Oh, my God. Y'all, let me
Didn't
tell you something
not
funny.
Just have a baby?
Yep. Oh, no, yeah, they just had a baby.
They had a baby
2 weeks
and then
ago.
They got married. Yeah.
You know, I went to Dallas for 2:11.
Like
not 2 days ago. It's like a month ago, a couple of weeks ago. I don't
two
know.
Weeks. 2 weeks. Okay. She looks fine.
That's a good moment, guys.
Yeah. Beep well, not all of us look like heifers after we have babies.
Ouch. And look how tall she is. Oh, my gosh.
Oh. I'm sure she's not wearing
heels. They're all aliens, man. According to Alex Jones, they're all aliens up there.
Yeah, yeah they at least they make altitude, right? But
yeah, I'm
when I was in Dallas a couple
of
weeks ago, we were staying at our friend's house in Fort Worth, and we were hanging out in the backyard, and there's some guy back behind the house, and he's playing his saxophone, and sure as anything, he breaks out into Careless Whisper.
Yeah, Tony mentioned it on the show.
Oh, it was so funny because I texted him right away. I said, do you know what I am listening to right now?
I had to put
it on. Yesterday I went to Sally's. Yeah, I went to Sally's Beauty Supply to pick up nail files. And I walk in there and there's Careless Whisper playing in the background.
Absolutely. Everybody loves
how about
music.
That?
Hashtag, do the music.
That is called synchronicity, Pam. Synchronicity.
Yeah. I guess it's more subtle than... I guess it's more subtle than...
Hey, guys,
Tony,
this
right?
was fun. Let's get
yeah,
the heck
fun.
Out of here,
and
guys. This was fun.
It was chaotic, but fun.
So...
I love it.
All right, so Twitter followers of the week. Who you got?
Let's follow George G. MMA.
Nice. Good call, Pam.
Since
good
he
call.
Was, yeah, he was broadcasting us, so thanks, George.
George the MMA for me as well. Good Canadian boy.
Shout out, me too.
Okay, and I'm gonna say, let's follow George the MMA. Follow Pam.
Oh, where'd he go? Where did he go?
He's fading out.
Thank you guys. On Wednesday.
Marco! All right. Let's get out of here, guys. Marco.
I'm gonna go buy it. I'm gonna go get a new pair of boots. Bye.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Thanks, Pam.